Hi, this is a dictation for Robert Montgomery, Robert Montgomery. Date of birth is 5/12/1960. Date of accident 10/6/2023. Date of service 10/16/2023. The question is here for chief complaint of severe lower back pain and a neck pain with radiation to left arm and both buttocks and legs, and pain in the left shoulder. He attributes all of these complaints to the automobile accident that happened on 10/6/2023. The details of the accident are as follows. On 10/6/2023, around 5 to 6 p.m., the patient was driving a Chevy Trac, TRAC vehicle, which is a SUV, and his friend was in the front seat, and the grandkids were in the rear seat, in car seat. And he was traveling on Dixie Highway and Walton, W-A-L-T, like town, O-N, in Waterford area. He reports that on Dixie Highway northbound, he was traveling. Another car turned into his car and a T-bone on the driver's side. Possibly the other driver was not looking, he got the ticket. The injury was to the front panel and it wiped the side of the car. And according to him, the front tire, frame, are all broken. Car is total, axle is broken, engine is damaged. And however, internally, there was no damage to the windshield, windows, and no damage to the steering wheel or to the seat belt or headrest. The patient reported that he was hit by a van. He was traveling at 55 miles an hour. He doesn't know the speed of the other car. He was wearing a seatbelt and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. And he was not taken to the hospital. Patient reports regarding the injury. He hit his head to the steering wheel and seat belt caused him pain in the neck due to the whiplash when the seat belt got tightened. He hit his head into the door and he has some issues with the ear, where he's got some buzzing in the ear. Lot of anxiety. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting of moderately severe headaches, which are 5 to 6, mostly to the front part of the head, moderately in intensity, off and on, not sensitive to light or noise, and they are not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI are reported is loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, and lack of focus. The patient denies any issues with the vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures. He denies any loss of equilibrium, no incontinence of the urine or bowel, no nausea, vomiting, no vision problem, no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, and no facial muscle or facial skin problem. Further, patient has no sudden anesthesia. He reports are severely depressed and anxiety and panic, and weakness is reported. Numbness is reported in the area of the left arm and both legs. Moderate difficulty walking is reported. There is incontinence of the urine reported, but not bowel movements. Regarding the patient is having a constant pain in the neck and the lower back. The neck pain is radiating to the left arm involving the fifth finger and some weakness. Lower back pain is radiating to the posterior part of the thigh and buttocks in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Up to the knee only. Below that, there is no issues. In addition, patient has pain in the left shoulder. He is unable to move his shoulder beyond 110 degrees. The pain is constant, severe, described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, gnawing, aching, tender, tiring, exhausting. Severity is from 6 to 8. ADLs are affected, 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending and coughing and relieved by medications only. Pain is also worsened by driving. Patient reports he can walk 5 to 10 minutes. He can sit for a few minutes. It's painful. Standing is painful. Sleep off and on, mostly quite worrying about his life. And so far, he went to the McLaren urgent care same day in Fenton through a personal ride, as the ambulance had not come and x-rays were done, they were negative. The patient reports that he has a numbness, tingling of the left arm and both buttocks, and muscle weakness of the left arm. Urinary incontinence. Regarding the treatment, he has not had much of a treatment for this particular accident, and except for urgent care visit. Please review the chart for the system review, allergies, surgical history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal history, personal history, please, and as well as ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129 over 86, pulse 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from, well, let me do this way. This is a (clears throat) 63-year-old black African American male, and (clears throat) 63-year-old African male in severe pain and anxiety, and is having a antalgic gait, although he's able to walk independently. There's no acute distress or shortness of breath, but patient does have a severe pain phases. Is alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. Sitting comfortably, dress and hygiene is normal, attitude is good. Rest of the exam is from the template, including musculature examination, neurological examination. In the musculature examination, there is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle and also paraspinal muscle from L1 to L5. With the hypertonicity and trigger points. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection and palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is noticed from C1 to C7 and L1 to L5. And paraspinal muscle L1 to L5 bilaterally are in spasm with 2 plus hypertonicity. no tenderness, no trigger points. The range of motions are limited. Cervical spine forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test positive. Destruction test positive. Sotal test is positive. Thoracic spine Roos test is positive. Slump test is positive. Lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernick test is positive. Straight leg raising test positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test positive. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joints. Slight tenderness is noticed bilaterally with the positive Faber test, Gastelum test. Standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression test is positive. Destruction test was negative. And Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal with no issues, including the wrist and hand. The examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, there are no fractures, dislocation, contusion. On palpation, there are no tender points, except the patient complains of general pain in the anterior and back, posterior part of the shoulder, especially in the rotator cuff region. Range of motion is limited to 110 degrees of maximum abduction, beyond which there is some pain is noticed. The baseline pain is around 7 out of 1 to 10 in the severity scale. Special test was conducted. Aachen Kennedy test is positive. MTBR-CAN test positive. Speed test, near test is positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test positive. Drop arm test was negative. The hand and wrist examination didn't reveal any major pathology. No swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy are noticed. There is no atrophy of thenar prominence. Reflexes are normal. And Phelan sign, Tillen sign are negative. Diagnosis. V89.2XFT S09.90X A Z79.891 CNS R51 R42 F41.1 F32.9 F43.20 Nerves M79.2 Muscles M60.9 Ligaments M54.0 Left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXL. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. M54.42, S33.5XXL. Sacroiliac spine, bilateral sacroiliitis, M46.1, S33.5XXL. Plan of care for Robert Montgomery comes from the template. Treatment plan for Robert Montgomery is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered to begin. At 3 times per week, focusing neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, right knee, all the area of pain. Disability is provided to consist of work, employment disability, housework, and transportation help. Patient is provided with the tense unit, back brace, traction, cervical traction device, knee brace. Medication-wise, patient is provided with the following: Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, fear reset, 1 or 2 every 6 hours for headaches. The urine drug screen is done, and the MRI is for the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the brain MRI for NeuroQuant is ordered. They'll be reviewed on the next visit. Thank you. Patient will return in 15 days, and you use the template for rest of the exam, including non-pharmacological moral diseases, home exercise, yes, psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedure will be considered at a later date when the review is done. Surgical options, yes. Neuropsych will be decided on the MRI findings. Attended care caseworker has not been ordered. Past medical records have been ordered. Release. Investigation. MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder is ordered. DMEs are already discussed. Support is good. This education is yes. Thank you.